We gotta go to the bullpen.
Welcome, baseball fans, to the Highland Bullpen Baseball Podcast, and here we go. We're just 24 hours away from the start of MLB 2024. Yes, opening day is upon us, that fantastic, magical day in the baseball season. And let's see if it's going to be magical for my Seattle Mariners, for Allen's Detroit Tigers, or for Yorkshire Dave's Boston Red Sox. It probably won't be magical for both of our teams, Yorkshire Dave, given we're coming up against each other in the opening games of the season. But it is absolutely, it is a very special time, not just in baseball, but in sports in America and beyond that, just a special time. In America, it's a spring ritual. It's the start of baseball, America's pastime, a time of newness and hope and looking forward, but also a reminder of this game's glorious past and the history and its impact on America and American society. So, Alan, I know you're also really enthused about opening day, despite being a Tigers fan. Yeah, we'll get a few of them away early on now, but yeah. Opening day, Alan, what a moment for baseball.
Yeah, well, the Tigers are, we sit joint top, and we're playing the White Sox in the opening series as well. So, fortunately, Dave Dooner's not around tonight, but it's got to give a good possibility that the Tigers will maybe look good after the first series as well. But it's a fascinating thing. I mean, it's a ritual for America. We don't... First day of the football season doesn't quite compare to this. This is everybody's coming together, everybody's playing at the same time, everybody's excited for the start. We're coming out of winter into spring, especially in the northern states, Illinois and Michigan and what have you. Will be glad to see spring arriving. And I noticed one or two of the games is forecast for poor weather. Which is still that, but it's a time of hope. And I don't know, I was almost going to, I've followed the Tigers for a few years now, not with an awful lot of success. And when I look at it, you look at their pitching rotation, you look at some of the young guys coming through batting and fielding, you know, some good talent in there. And the Tigers have gone on good runs the last few seasons at different points. And the whole season they've not quite managed to put together. But is it my naivety that has this excitement that this might be the season? The American League Central is weak, but is it unrealistic to think that if a few things go in the Tigers' favour, the Twins maybe don't pick up as many wins as folk might expect? Is it unreasonable to think that the Tigers can sneak in there? Is that just new season optimism? Is that lack of experience of being a baseball fan? Or is there genuine hope for us all, apart from maybe Dave Jr.?
Well, let's check in with our bullpen member with the most experience in the world of baseball. Yorkshire Dave, is Alan's optimism, cautious optimism? I mean, you see what you think, Dave, but I think there's maybe something to that this year.
Yeah, I think you're allowed to be optimistic the day before the season starts. You know, so only 162 games to go. I think, you know, fans are, they know deep down what their team's chances are. You know, they're not daft, but there is, you know, and you explain it well in your opening, Richard, and yourself, Alan. Hope springs eternal, and there's nothing like it. It is the game that is the excitement for opening day. You know, I'll read you that that quote I've got from, I'm always dipping into baseball wit and wisdom. It's from the Time magazine editor in 1981. So that's almost 40 odd years ago now. In the beginning, there was no baseball, but ever since there have been few beginnings as good as the start of a new baseball season. It is the most splendid time in sport. And what she was alluding to there is the timeless element of baseball. You know, even going back to 81, you know, the football season, is usually over the winter period, but I think she noted that they were reporting for early season training before 4th of July. You know, the hockey guys play well into spring, and although 40 years on, baseball has extended its season a little bit. I think there's been a few World Series games in November. We even had a Mr. November, didn't we, Derek Jeter? But it's the timeless element of it, and it's America's pastime, as Alan said. It's the summer game, and we've all got a bit of hope. Underneath that is the realism, which I'll not come into that just yet. But I think it's just, and it's usually shown, not all the games are usually sold out, aren't they, for opening day. When I've been over to watch baseball, it quite often is at the early part of the season. So beginning of April was last year when we went, and it's usually quite easy to get tickets for some of the early games, but not opening day. Opening day is a sellout because you've just got to be there.
Oh, absolutely. And I was just thinking there, I was looking back over the past decade and I was trying to work out who might have had or whose team might have had the best record on opening day over the past decade. So would Alan and Dave, would you like to guess out of a team supported here, which team has had the most success in opening day over the past 10 years?
Well, I've seen the Tigers win an opening day in Toronto, of all places. But I think I'm going to confidently say it's not the Tigers, and I'm going to go for the team who won't win, or one of the teams that won't win this year, because I'm confident two will and two won't. But the White Sox, that's my bet.
Yeah, well, it definitely wouldn't have been the Red Sox 5 years ago, because opening day was in Seattle for Red Sox in 2019, and Chris Sale was the starting pitcher there, and he got shelled that day. And I think Seattle beat the Red Sox 12-4 that day. So I'm guessing it might be Seattle who might have the edge.
Well, I mean, you can probably get that was probably a shrewd guess because I was the one asking the question as well. So that probably tipped you off a bit. But yes, I think I've not yet fully checked the White Sox, and with apologies to Dave Jr., I'll do that as well. But the Mariners are 7-3 on opening day over the past 10 years. It's funny that, because I don't think the Mariners haven't been particularly strong starters in recent years, but at the very start, we've done well on opening day. The Tigers, Alan, are positive 6-4
Cool.
over the past 10 years. Unfortunately, Dave, the Red Sox, as you kind of hinted at, they are less so, 4-6. So not a disastrous record over the past 10 years. But yeah, it's the Mariners that lead in that regard. And obviously, that might well change. You might go to a you might pull one back if you can get off to the right kind of start for you, Dave, against the Mariners. But yeah, so we'll see what happens. But opening day in baseball, it's an exciting thing. It's also, we think about it in terms of the other sports we follow. We're all big football, in brackets, soccer fans here. And opening day, there's an excitement that goes along with a new football season as well. But it's not quite the same because it's a one-off event, and although you look forward to it, the game happens. I think you're kind of then immediately hungry for more. And football being more spaced apart, you've got a week or at the minimum of 3 or 4 days till your team are next in action. But baseball, once that starting gun is fired, we're right off in games virtually every day, and you're immediately plunged right back into the excitement of the game, I think. That's my take on it anyway, Alan. I don't know if you share that view of the similarities and differences of other sports.
Yeah, no, it's an interesting one because very quickly every team in baseball will have won a game within the first 3 or 4 days of the season, and yeah, we've all, well, maybe not, but we've probably followed football teams at times who may have been waiting until September or whatever before they start winning. I think as well. It's one of the interesting things compared to football, because football you can have a multitude of competitions going on at the one time, and In Scotland, in the lower leagues, you could be kicking off the Challenge Cup. You've obviously got the League Cup. The bigger teams will have European games. Leagues will start at different times. Baseball, it's that's what makes it Americans' pastime as well, isn't it? It's a universal event, opening day. We also, I guess they'll do this with the Rangers in Texas this year as well, but there must be some ceremony to recognize the fact they're World Series champions. But the only special thing that sort of happens in football on an opening day, I guess, or the first day of the season, is the champions will raise the flag. But really every other team is just out there then getting points, trying to get points on the board. So quite a different scenario. You've probably seen your players bed in pre-season training. The fans will have watched games in spring training, but spring training, your pre-season games are at the south of the country, which is fine maybe for Tampa Bay and Miami and what have you, but for our teams, they're not really, you're not going down the road to go and see a pre-season friendly, as we would call spring training.
Yeah, is this is the first real look that the local fans will see the team, won't they? And although there's 15 games on opening day, and the Red Sox play their first 10 games on the road. So, but every team who will have their like Fenway's opening day, their first home game of the season, will be a big event. So that's the 9th of April, and they have plans for it. So every team on their own home day opening game of the season will have a huge event. And it's for the Red Sox, there's two things happening. One is, I think we mentioned it before, is it Netflix are doing, got the cameras in at Fenway, and they're
Yeah.
going to follow them all season. And this just happens to be 20 years after they reversed the curse and won their first World Series in 2004, the first one for 86 years. So that's going to be celebrated. There's also rather a sad event in that one of the greatest players of modern times, and a real almost, I think he did start off with a different club, but it was a one club man for pretty much all his career, and that's the famous knuckleballer pitcher Tim Wakefield, who sadly passed away last October. So there's going to be a celebration of his life and his career, and I believe his number is going to be retired at Fenway. So yeah, it's important for every team will make a huge thing of opening day, and they'll be celebrating something with the fans. And yeah, it's just a shame that the was it Pacific time is not UK friendly, is it, Richard? I think the first game it's 10, is it 10, 7:10 Pacific time, and they're 8 hours behind. So my calculation, that's 3:10 in the morning here. So I think it'll
Yeah.
have to be, watching the highlights or as live next morning.
Well, a happy coincidence, though. I'm actually off. I've taken some time off work, not just so I can catch up on the start to the baseball season, but I might try and see if I can last that long into the evening. I don't know if I'd make it through all nine innings. I might be like a pitcher. I might have to call it quits after five or six
Yeah.
innings at that time. But I'll definitely very much
A
look forward to
quality
that.
start.
Absolutely, absolutely. Just saying, so I can get the win. Just so I can get the win.
Yeah.
But yeah, and obviously as well, opening day, it's been historic this year for a number of reasons, because technically opening day has already happened, because the Padres and the Dodgers took part in the first ever MLB games to be played in South Korea almost a week ago. So technically
Yeah.
the NL West is officially underway. And then obviously, as fans who travel to see MLB action in London, as well. We've got an insight into how popular the game can be in different parts of the world. So it seems to have been a successful experiment there, and do you guys reckon that that could become that kind of soul series? This could become another regular stop on the MLB World Tour.
I don't think a soul series will ever be as good as Motown music, Richard.
I quite like soul, a lot of good soul music in
True, 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 true.
Motown.
I was intrigued with that. It's quite a difference in time, and it was a week, 10 days ago. So I was surprised at the length of time in there. But I think that's the way American sports have got good at marketing themselves, and baseball play enough games that it makes sense to get the teams going out and doing that. And when you look at the Dodgers with Asian players in there as well, high profile Asian players with Shohei Ohtani, it was perfect fit.
Yeah, absolutely. And you can see why that worked. But definitely, I think we could see, obviously, London this year. I've got the Mets and the Phillies. And I do think that going forward, there'll potentially be several stops around the world for MLB. And certainly for those of us on this continent and for those in another one in Asia, that's definitely a good thing for bringing America's pastime to help become more of a global game as well. And I know you'd asked earlier on about just in the chat there about whether teams alternate, whether on the road. I know the Red Sox have got an awful long opening stretch on the road. Generally, no, appears to be the answer that just because you're at home one season on opening day, you've got a home stand, you're no less likely, with one exception, and that is the Cincinnati Reds, as in recognition of their status as the oldest MLB team, get to play opening day in Cincinnati.
Really?
Yep. So that's we talk a lot about these little traditions that we love about baseball, these little features, if you like. And that's another one that the Reds get to do that as well. So they get to start the MLB season on the banks of the Ohio every year as well. And I do love these little nods to the history of the sport as well. I do think it's fantastic. Really, really nice to see. And yeah, and I checked up as well. So the White Sox are 6-4 over the past 10 years. So they've kept pace with the Tigers, Alan, but been a step or two behind the Mariners over the past 10 years. So I was glad to be able to
Crunch
clarify.
series coming up there then as well, so.
Absolutely, 100%. And you referenced spring training earlier on as well, Alan. An important part of the kind of journey towards opening day, and you had a bit of personal experience of that this year as well.
I was lucky enough to do that. So I was lucky enough to be over. We had a week in Disney. My partner's grandkids were doing that for the first time, so that was good fun going to see Mickey Mouse and what have you. A bit of a fan. I probably went first time there 20 years ago, and I mention that because I think the Braves used to use the Disney Worldwide Sports Arena for their home of spring training, and I remember driving and seeing the signs saying home of the Braves spring training and tickets available. And 20 years ago, I thought people pay to go and watch athletes training, because our perception of training would be, you go back to the Jock Wallace days, get them up and down, running up the sands of Gullan and what have you, and wait for them to throw up, and then you think, yeah, you're putting the full effort in. So spring training is full on games. And last day of my trip this year, Lakeland, Joker Marchant Stadium, is where the Tigers play. It's home of the Lakeland Flying Tigers minor league team. It's the nearest, lucky enough, it's the nearest Grapefruit League spring training league ground to Orlando. So it's about an hour's drive. I knew there was an opportunity there, so we just bought tickets 24 hours beforehand. The MLB app works perfectly. You go in there, you buy your tickets, you buy your parking ticket. You go along and you have a glorious afternoon in the sunshine. For us Scots, probably trying to find some shade when we can as well. Lucky to see the Tigers Kenta Maeda, new pitcher they signed, their starting rotation. He was the starting pitcher. Did just over 4 innings, but interestingly, the Tigers' last 4 innings were Reece Olsen, another starting pitcher. So, yeah, you will in spring training. The coaches will take advantage. So there you had two starting pitchers getting 4 innings each. There's a full roster. There's a 40-man roster, and I think they have something like 15 or 20 invited players who are not on the roster. So these are presumably up-and-coming guys. You're giving them a little bit of experience of Major League Baseball. And one of the Tigers lads got a home run. So there's an experience for him. There's an opportunity for him to sort of show how he's getting on. 4-4 draw, unusual as well. They don't probably make sense. There's no point in playing extra innings in spring training. So that was good. Tigers were 4-1 down and until the eighth, and then had a three runs in the eighth innings. Kyle Stowers, I think, of the Baltimore Orioles. He scored three home runs in the game. He could have had a fourth at bat, but again, spring training they put him out by another guy. And I thought that was quite unusual. I think if somebody's three home runs and you're going to get another one, you're going to give him a chance to get the fourth. It's a fairly unique hat trick. That I don't know if you get. I wouldn't imagine that's going to happen an awful lot in regular season.
Quite a low scoring game considering there are four home runs in the game, like four each. So they must have all been like pretty much single home runs there.
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. And you mentioned your trip to Disneyland there as well, or Disney. Sorry, Alan. I hope that that was an opportunity for Mickey Mouse and Donald Duck to get their pictures taken with Alan Cameron.
It's one of his favorite things, isn't it? I saw him post something the other day, and it was a fridge magnet of that he must have got there, Mickey Mouse and Detroit Tigers. So that's his three favorite things, like fridge magnets, Mickey Mouse, and Detroit Tigers in the one.
Yeah, I like
Yeah.
the yeah. Well, you got the fridge magnet reference, Dave.
Definitely, yeah.
Yeah. So Disney, for Disney fans, it's as I'm a fan. It's as good as ever. They've changed the systems for getting on the rides. It used to be the fast pass system and what have you. So, in true Disney style, they charge for things now as well. But yeah, if you can afford it, it's sometimes worth paying for these things. But it's I say 20 years since I did it, but now you can order food on your app for the next ride you're going to. The concessions beside the next ride you're going to, 15-minute walk away, so you turn up and pick up your food. So yeah, they've that's modern technology. That's what I was saying. That's like buying the tickets on the MLB app as well. That's yeah, it's a good way. It's the world is good, but yeah, Mickey Mouse fans here. Good time of the year to go for British people as well. You can go and do some spring training, but you've also it's a wee bit quieter. Obviously, if you have to go in the school holidays, you're going to have to do that with the kids. But if you can do it out with worldwide holidays, then yeah, it's quieter and good fun.
No, that sounds good. Oh, that sounds good. On the subject of our opening day pictures, I was going to mention that the Red Sox have had a bit of a might be a bit of a big moment for one of your kind of star up and comers as well, Yorkshire Dave, because with the injury to Lucas Giolito, it's going to be Brian Bello. It looks like it's going to be the pitcher on opening day.
Yeah, that's exactly right, Richard. Yeah, he's had his sort of breakout season last year. He's been well thought of for a long time, and he was a guy that he's only 24, and the Red Sox signed him as an international free agent from the Dominican Republic in 2017. So he's been with the Red Sox organization for 7 years. I think he went straight back to the Dom Rep for his first year or two. And in actual fact, they had a great thing last week or the week before that. They went over to play a couple of games in the Dominican Republic, and you know, the fans loved the fact that Brian Bale was there, and also of course Rafael Devers is Dominican Republic man, and also, and I was going to mention him before, Pedro Martinez, who I was looking back, mentioned 2019. Boston played their first game, the opening game of the season at Seattle. In the year 2000, Pedro Martinez was on the mound for Boston, and I think it might have been the first season, the opening day at what was then, was it Safeco Park? Probably the first opening day at the Safeco Park there, and he put on a bit of a Pedro masterclass, and Boston won that game. So, yeah, Bale is just a couple of weeks ago, again, he signed a six-year contract, $55 million, and there's a contract extension for a seventh year with a club option for $21 million. So they obviously do think a great deal about him. It's a bit of pressure on the lads to be the opening pitcher. As you say, I think their one main trade of the close season was Lucas Giolito. You know, has been, he probably would have been their starting pitcher, but incredibly, he's undergone surgery and he's out for the whole season, so he will not pitch a ball. The discussion then was whether it would be Bayo or Nick Pivetta, who would, you know, because it's a big deal to be starting pitcher on opening day. And yeah, I think although there's pressure on the guy, I think he can handle it. And let's hope he's more Pedro Martinez 2000 rather than Chris Sale 2019. But he's up against a good pitcher. Is it Luis Castillo?
Yeah.
Who will be starting? He had a very good season last year, didn't he? You know, whip just over one, ERA just over three, record was it something like 14 wins, 9 losses. So I think it's a very tough opening game for Red Sox, tough series, 4-game series. So yeah, we might learn a little bit, certainly, about Boston's much maligned starting rotation. But you never know until they get out and pitch. You don't really know, do you? And they're all good pitchers. It's just you know, what's going to happen on opening day? What's J-Rod going to do with Bayo? I just can't wait for that matchup.
Oh no, that would be absolutely fantastic, won't it? And it is. It's I mean, maybe you're biased, but I do think it's a pretty mouth-watering matchup. The Mariners and the Red Sox. I think there's a lot of subplots there that will play out, and yeah, it'll tell us a lot about both our teams' chances for the season ahead, I think.
Now, as we approach the final innings of this opening day Highland bullpen, I'm delighted that Dave Jr. has been able to join us for the save. Dave Jr., great to have you on board. So how are the White Sox going to get on opening day?
Good afternoon, or good morning, or good evening to all of you relievers out there within the bullpen, if you are a lefty or a righty, or indeed an opening day starter. So my thoughts on opening day, they become a little bit more important every year. Initially, it wasn't something that jumped out at me as being massively important. Going back to my football roots, my soccer roots, it's definitely, it felt like a more important occasion, but the more au fait I become with baseball, the more I can see its significance. I think if you're purely a baseball fan, you know, you've got that entire winter, just about the entire spring of waiting for that day to roll round, so I can see the importance. And the more that I see baseball at the heart of America, the more I see baseball, the importance to families, or, you know, if you're going to watch it yourself, or if you're going to watch it with a bunch of mates, it must just be a really, really cool day. For me, I'll be watching it tonight with the White Sox taking on Allen's Tigers. In the first of, I think it's maybe a 3-game series, split out over a few days though, which will be good for that little bit of rest for all those guys in the bullpen. So for me, again, I'm going to have a little drink tonight. I've ordered in some hot dogs and some deep pan pizza, just trying to get as many Chicago treats as I possibly can. I don't expect much for this season from the White Sox. Although, having said that, there was a lot of expectations the last two seasons, and we defied those expectations by absolutely plummeting. So in a season when we're expected to be one of the worst two teams in baseball, if not the worst, who knows? It's not a strong division, and the nucleus is there for quite a strong team. Sorry, the nucleus is there from the past in terms of some players that can and have deliver, who can deliver over the course of the 2024 season. But I think this season is more of a bridge year into next term. Lots of youth, lots of kind of experienced heads in there to try and just pull the clubhouse together and become a squad that other players want to join, when they hit free agency. So I'm looking forward to opening day. It will probably be a defeat to the Tigers over the course of either today or the series, which is something we may need to get used to over 2024. But I'm looking forward to it big time.
Well, tell you what, guys, let's wrap up this opening day special with a quick one-word answer. Is your team going to win on opening day? Alan Cameron?
Yes.
Yorkshire Dave?
Of course.
And that puts me in a tough position. I think the Mariners will do it, but we'll see who's right on the next episode of the Highland Bullpen.